request more money for phase three. You may remember we went through quite a process to have a transfer made of $120,000 to the account of this task force that has authority to seek permission to spend from. And it turns out that we're going to need another $60,000 to complete phase three. So I see that we need to again seek, go through whatever procedure the county wants us to do, to seek both an increase, an additional transfer of $60,000 from the account that was for longer term planning to the, our account to complete the obligations under phase three.
That account was 300 something, right?
It was 300 something. So
yes, we
pretty
take
much
it up.
What Julie's talking about, what we're talking about, will mean that that account will be pretty well exhausted by doing that. But you know, in the past we took a formal action on our requesting transfer of funds, fund transfer to the account. And under that special account, remember, we have to ask for authority to spend money out of it. So I would think that probably we should take action now on a request for transfer of $60,000 and authority to spend that $60,000 on the remaining obligations for phase three. Is that sound like possible?
So 120 we've already cast?
Yeah, yes. And that was approved. And so I think that, is there a motion? John?
I move authorization for the Domes Task Force to request the county board to transfer $60,000 from Capital Improvement Project WP53301, Mitchell Park Conservatory Planning, to the Mitchell Park Domes Long-Term Planning Account within Capital Improvement Project WP49003, Mitchell Park Domes, for the purpose of completion of conduct of phase three of its future path and feasibility study, and for authority to spend such funds for that purpose.
Is there a second?
Second.
Michelle Breida. Discussion?
Bill, I'm not clear on the math associated with that. I didn't think our gap was $60,000.
No, but there was never any design costs put into the original contract. So $15,000 would be design costs. And then $45,000 would be to get those final tasks done.
So you agree it's the right number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the number from Julian.
Oh.
Full disclosure.
Just out of the loop.
That's agreeable.
Okay. Any other comments or discussion? Hearing none, would you call the roll on the motion?
Sure.
Supervisor Hatz.
Thank you, sir. With the consent of the unanimous consent of the committee, I'd ask if you recorded as being present for this meeting, sir.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Brenda. Sorry, so you said the $15,000 was for what again?
Soft costs for us to do the paperwork,
oh,
the internal work.
Soft costs.
Soft costs.
Okay. I heard suck costs.
Sorry.
Yeah, are they purple or red? As long as I'm matching it, I'm not too concerned. Soft costs, and then 45 gig for the work.
Right.
Got it.
Additional. Fulfills the contract, the bid
cool
price that we worked out.
Okay.
Ms. McCarthy, did you go?
No, that was his question.
Okay. Any other discussion before we take a vote? Would you call the roll on the motion, please?
Brio?
I approve, yes.
Karen?
Yes.
Gerda?
Yes.
Haas?
Aye.
Krowecki?
Yes.
McCarthy?
Yes.
Zerpa?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye. The motion prevails. This means that we can now turn to the matter of discussion of phase three. on a future path and feasibility study. This has been noticed as an action item only if we have some decision that we want to make to either restrict or expand the or change something from what it is, so that we would give notice to the public that an action might happen. But I don't have any particular anticipation.